This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Even though it feels like forever, it's really only been like 3 weeks that millions and millions of people in this workforce have newly started working from home. And among the many adjustments to our new realities, and yes, longtime work-from-homers, we hear you on this, among the many adjustments is that you have to really try to connect with your colleagues. And sometimes people are trying a little bit too hard. Marketplace's Jasmine Garst has that one.
Let me paint a picture for you. You're at home working. You're in your sweatpants. Your kids are tearing each other apart in the background. And your hair? Let's not even talk about your hair. And suddenly, you get a video call from your boss.
It's exhausting because of the level of access. It's exhausting because people can contact you at any hour.
Michael Cohen works in Tel Aviv. Mallory McMaster teaches executives and workers how to be better communicators. She says even though video calls are one step closer to in-person meetings than phone calls, it's still a lot of work to be watching, say, a dozen of your colleagues at once.
So it's actually harder and it takes more energy to communicate that way.
She's reminding some companies not to use tools like Zoom as a way to check up on workers, only for actual meetings. And she recommends everyone be assertive with their time.
What I've told people is maybe set a limit of like 2 hours of video calls a day or 2 hours of conference calls a day, and be upfront and honest with your teammates and your employers or your clients about that.
But there's another, deeper reason these video calls feel tiring. Andy Schwem is a psychologist in New York.
It's really nice to connect with others, and I think there was this initial outburst as soon as the stay in places got put into place.
But
seeing the people and doing this form of communication can just remind you of what's going on.
That the reason so many people are at home is a deadly disease, and it's okay to want to disconnect from that reminder. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.